Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Okay, I brought some stuff here that represents jobs. You know what jobs are, right? Working jobs. Okay, don't peek. What? What do you do with this? Nobody knows what this is?
Spatula.
Spatula, very good. Or it's a paddle. No, it's not a paddle. Boy. What?
Fly swatter.
They'd go right through those holes, wouldn't they? Okay, a baker, a chef, something like that, right? That would be a good job for that. All right. There's no professional fly swatters that I know of. Then there's this. What kind of job uses something like this?
Construction worker.
Yeah, they build things, right? What?
A hammer.
That's a fly swatter. Okay. Then we can cut them open and see what's inside. Then we can write about them. All right. So a construction worker. What is this? Who uses a calculator for a job?
A phone.
No, it's not a phone.
A bank.
Somebody works at the bank would use that. An architect. An engineer. Mathematician. All kinds of people that have jobs, they have to use a calculator. A construction phone? No, not quite. Pardon me?
A scientist,
sure. Okay, all kinds of jobs are represented here with this stuff. How many of you have a job? Nobody has a job? You don't get paid? You get paid for your job? No, you don't get. You get paid for your job?
I did.
What is your job? You rake the leaves. Good. That's a good thing. Your parents work hard. Why do they work so hard? So that they can provide clothes that you wear, food that you eat, a roof over your head, a warm bed, toys at Christmas and for your birthday, and so on and so on and so on, so that you grow up being healthy, well-fed, protected, cared for kids, and you become adults. That's why they work hard. Wouldn't be good if they were lazy, would it? And they wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm too tired, I'm not going to work. And they just stay home. You know how long that job would last? Not very long. Maybe a week. That's about it. The Bible tells us, did you know that the Bible tells us that we should work and that we should work hard? It says, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's what he was telling the people then. I remember my first job. I worked at a nursery. No, not kids, trees, landscaping. And I worked hard there too and got paid very little compared to what people are paid today. But we worked hard. And someday you're going to work hard as well. But Jesus says work hard and he says work quietly. When he says work quietly, he doesn't say don't speak. He says work, it means work without complaining and whining. And then, I don't like that. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. You ever hear anybody say that? You ever say that yourself? Yeah. Go rake the leaves. I don't want to. Take out the garbage. Oh, I don't have to. Right? Does that sound familiar? Yeah. God says, do your work, do your job without complaining. Now, there's a lot of jobs that get done here by people. And they don't get paid for it. People clean the church. They clear the parking lot. They greet people. They test the water, right? They paint. They mow the lawn. What else do they do? You do.
Swim.
They swim? No, I don't think they swim. Hopefully there's no flood. They do repairs around here. What's that? They take care of the church.
And
they fix it? Absolutely right. What would happen if they would say, nah, I don't want to? You wouldn't be sitting in a clean sanctuary. It'd be dirty.
Yes.
The property, the grass would be yay high, right? Yeah.
Yes.
You'd come after it snows, you wouldn't be able to get in because the snow's too deep. Ice in the parking lot, you'd slip and fall and break a hip because of the ice. It'd be a mess. It'd be disorganized. It would be awful. But oftentimes, we just take that work for granted. Oh, it's going to be clean. The bulletins are going to be there. There's going to be greeters. There's going to be readers. There's going to be everything that is there. The place is going to look nice. Yeah, that's just going to happen. Huh? No, it doesn't just happen. It happens because people are willing to work and work hard and work without complaining and whining. And that's what God wants you and I to do. Okay? So a mom and dad says, do this or that. Don't whine. Where's my papers? Oh. Don't whine. Don't complain. Just do it with a smile. Yeah. A smile like that. Right. Okay. There you go.